This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Now, you know what the worst part about all of this is? Okay. Tua. And Houston, in a way, is screwing Tua, screwing Flo, screwing over all the offensive coordinators, the offensive staff, the fan base, everybody. Because if the Dolphins, and I believe the Dolphins have nothing to do with this at all, I think this is Houston stirring shit up. Look, like I've told you guys before, I think the Dolphins inquired in the offseason last year when it first happened that he got pissed at the team and all that. I think they inquired. And then the accusations broke. And then I think everything's died down since then. But I think Miami and other teams inquired at that time. And maybe Houston had phone calls with them throughout the year, but not them inquiring about the player. They might have inquired about, hey, what do you know about the court case? What's going on? And Stephen Ross can easily pick up the phone and call Roger Goodell and say, yo, what do you know about this? Well, listen, we don't know anything. And if he's found guilty, I want you to know, Stephen, we are going to suspend him and he will face, you know, fines and suspensions and all of that. So Stephen Ross knows. So to me, this is what I think has happened. Miami inquired at the beginning of the year. Then they never inquired again. But I think there have been phone calls from Houston throughout the year at times to kind of gauge interest. But because Miami knows and every other team knows that there are legal issues, they're not going to trade for him. This is only silly shit that you come up with and I come up with. And what I mean by that is media and fans. And so every time it's been brought up, nothing's ever been addressed. Nothing has ever been. And the Dolphins don't want to come out and address it because then they fuel the fire. So they'd rather just leave it alone and let it just, you know, die out on its own. And they don't, because once they start answering this rumor, they will then have to answer every other rumor that comes after that. So I know what they're doing. I understand on the Dolphins side what they're doing. So I really feel that the Dolphins have never really tried to trade for him at all. They inquired last year in the offseason when he first declared. But then after that, I think they've just been included in the mix. And I think it's been Houston or the agent stirring shit up. This time around, I think it's the team doing it more than anything else. And so that's why I kind of feel like John McClain, who has broken 1,000 Houston Texans and Oilers stories. This is a guy that will probably, take a bullet in a way where he's not wrong because he's not, he never said a deal was happening. If you look at, read the story. He's not saying, well, they're trying to talk and see if they can work something out and this and that, but there's nothing going on. And so I think it's just the reporter throwing chum in the water, helping out the team, and then the team will help him by giving him stories when they first have to break something. That's the way I'm reading into it. Just like you saw what Schefter did, that he sent Allen back the story. Hey, look, this is all the info you gave me. Look it over. If you think I'm wrong somewhere, change it, whatever, Mr. Editor, and all that, because obviously he's the source. So he wants the source to, and it shows that Schefter also is putting it out with one source, which, you know, you're supposed to technically get two sources or three if you can. That's what they want. But my point is, this is how the sausage is made. You do favors for people, they continue to do favors for you. Okay? That's just the way it is. And so I just kind of get the feeling that before we pile on the Dolphins, which I've seen it already on the text line, oh, this is a desperation move by Greer. Oh, this is Ross stepping in saying, you've got to make this move and all that kind of crap. All of you throwing out all kinds of different Oliver Stone type of, you know, situations. And I don't think any of them are true. I don't think it's Chris Greer. I don't think it's Brian Flores demanding it. I don't think it's Stephen Ross meddling and saying, enough's enough, trade for Watson. I don't believe it's any of them. I believe it's coming all from Houston. And every time this has come up, every time I've told you, nothing to this story. And guess what I'm going to say again? Nothing to this story. Too much common sense. I know my man JD doesn't have common sense, but most of us that have common sense, you look at it, too many legal issues hanging. There's no way you can come up with any kind of compensation. The embarrassment that if he is found guilty and you traded for him, the message it sends to your fan base, to your sponsors, to women overall, it's disgusting. And you will look like an idiot. Because if he's found guilty, then he's got to go to jail. And then you traded for a jailbird.